yourself a little bit and realize, you know, if you travel the world, you can see that we in this country, many of us live very well. And, you know, owning just tons and tons of things isn't not always the key to happiness. And if you can give away, if you can make the world a better place, I think that can be so rewarding and such a good way to invest your own resources into making the world a better place. It's a very rewarding thing to do.
That was Dave Ensign that I was interviewing. And of note, he told me that the financial planner that had mentored him in philanthropy, Stuart Farnell, I'm not sure I pronounced it right, this is the third anniversary of his death. And it's always good to remember people and how important they are to us. Two other people I want to thank. One is Julie Caldwell, who called in and is thanking me for my work and for Outsource's work for our community. And the other is, to, as always, you should pat yourself on the back. I'm renewing my membership as well. And I hope that you'll take another moment in the next few minutes and go ahead and call in or go online to make a donation. And while you're thinking about that, let me tell you about next week. And next week we'll have Sean up, who's going to be sitting down with Padraig Otuma, a queer-identified poet, trainer, speaker, and theologian. Padraig brings both his deeply held beliefs in Catholicism and his identity as a queer person to his work in Northern Ireland and beyond. And if you get a chance this weekend, get over to the Transforming Gender Conference at University of Colorado, colorado.edu/GLBTQRC for more information. And also BCAP's got a 30-year fundraiser coming up, bcap.org. Take a look at it.
Karen, it's such a pleasure. Karen Rayforth, one of the stalwart members of the Outsources Collective. Thanks to everybody who's called in. If you didn't do it now, but you did it earlier, thanks to you as well. It takes a community to sustain a community radio station, and it's really heartwarming to experience the support that KGNU and Outsources have received this evening. I'm Joel Edelstein. Thanks for listening. It's 7:02. This is KGNU, Boulder and Denver. Stay tuned for the Opera Box after this.
This is Anne Waldman. They said, must not be said. They said it, must not be said. Way leading to a future tense. Way leading to a future tense. Make it to me, to heal me up again. Make it to you, to heal it up again. They said, must not be said. Said so, said it now, said so. Support KGNU. KGNU supports poetry. KGNU tells it like it is. It says so. Say it so. They said it must not be said, but KGNU says it.
Well, it's 4 minutes after 7 o'clock here on KGNU Boulder Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM in Nederland, 93.7 FM, and streaming live online at KGNU. And you're listening to The Opera Box here on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. Of course, we're in the midst of our spring membership drive. I'll have some things to tell you about that. We've got some great thank you gifts related to The Opera Box. Please join me for tonight's program. Komm Hoffnung, come hope. That's from Beethoven's Fidelio. And we heard Christa Ludwig, the great Christa Ludwig, in the title role of Fidelio. Actually, her character is Leonora. And we heard Otto Klemperer conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra in a classic recording. It's 10 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock here on a Monday evening. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. And I'm your host, Ron Nadell, and this evening I'm joined by my colleague,
Chris Moore. Chris Moore. Thanks for having me today.
Listen, thanks for joining me. We're here. It's the membership drive, spring membership drive, and so we're here together to talk to you about your support of KGNU, your support of classical music, and more specifically, your support of the Opera Box. That track that we just heard from Fidelio, that was actually part of a program that I aired last August. And it was a program of operatic heroines. And I spent the entire hour sampling different heroines from a variety. Verdi, Wagner, of course, Beethoven, and so forth. And here, in recognition of the pledge drive, we're going to make some of these opera programs and the music available to you as our thank you. I've got three of my opera shows from last year that I have put together on CDs. And if you call in and pledge at the $40 level this evening, you can select either heroes, heroines, or villains.
I'll go for the villains.
Yeah, right. Each of those is a full hour program with my commentary, but they also come with a second disc of just the music. Mm-hmm. So you can listen to those programs and you can relive those great moments from those particular shows. Or you can just listen to the music and you can impress your friends with your knowledge of the music from those various operas. That's heroes, heroines, or villains.
How do they get that, Ron?
Well, if they call in and they pledge here at 303-449-4885, at the $40 level, you can select one of those three. At the $60 level, you can choose two of the three. And at the $88.50 level, you can have all three of those CDs. Actually, it's three shows, six CDs in all. For calling in this evening and pledging your support for KGNU and for the Opera Box.
And Ron has taken the time to prepare these CDs just for you. It's a great way in which he contributes to KGNU. And of course, both of us are members of KGNU, and we've been for many years. And each one of us, well, we're here anyway physically, so we don't have to call 303-449-4885. We just fill out a form while we're here. But you can do that, and you can, my goodness, 4 or 5 minutes. It doesn't take hardly any amount of time at all. 303-449-4885. Show your support for the incredible variety of music and news and reports that you get here on KGNU.
Steve is standing by to take your call with your pledge to either renew or become a new member here at KGNU. And remember, as my thank you to you, if you pledge at the $40 level, you can select one of the three previous Opera Box programs, heroes, heroines, or villains. At the $60 level, you can select two. And at the $88.50 level, you can have all three of those programs, plus the extra CDs of just the music alone, by calling 4885 and showing your support for the variety of music, classical music, the variety of news programming here on KGNU. Now, you've got some music for us to listen to. What? Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, this is Orlando, an opera that I have never heard live, and I'm going to next month because the Boulder Opera is going to be putting on a performance of it, and they have generously given us two pairs of tickets. Orlando, by Handel, is inspired by Ariosto's Orlando Furioso, and it's a love triangle. Orlando is in love with the pagan princess Angelica, who is in turn in love with an African prince, Medoro. And in this situation, Orlando is driven to madness from which only the magician Zoroastro can save him. So the story is a very simple one, but the music is not simple at all. It's a great, great challenge. And we're going to hear one of the arias from a little bit later on in the opera, which very roughly translates to, I ain't gonna suffer no more. So let's hear the Concerto Italiano, Rinaldo Alessandrini conducting, and Sara Mingardo, our alto.
And while we listen to this excerpt from Orlando, be sure to give us a call here at 303-449-4885 and pledge your membership to KGNU.
Non più soffrire per voi, no, e troppa infedeltà, no.
We heard Alessandro's aria, Non più soffrir non voglio, or as I said before, I ain't going to suffer no more, from Handel's Orlando. And this is a performance with the Concerto Italiano Rinaldo Alessandrini conducting and Sandrina Piao, our soprano. I'd like to mention that the people at Boulder Opera have been very generous in their support of KGNU by offering two pairs of tickets. If you become a $60 member, a pledge of only $60 to KGNU will take care of making sure the KGNU is a part of your day, a part of your evening, a part of your morning. Just call us right now at 303-449-4885, and you will get a pair of tickets for free. Orlando by Handel at United Methodist Church in Boulder on Sunday, April 5th. Showtime is 3 p.m. It's a great opera for all ages, and you can hear that the music is dazzling, and it's going to be a great challenge to the singers.
There's quite a lot of fireworks.
Oh, man, there's a lot. It's not just that. 303-449-4885. We have only two pairs of tickets to give away for that April 5th performance, so make sure that you are two of those people. Give us a call right now. Again, 303-449-4885.
Well, it's a great way to show support for KGNU and for the budding Boulder Opera Company. It's a new opera company. They sort of began life as a children's opera company a few years ago, and they've sort of grown up into a full-fledged opera company. You can show your support for the new Boulder Opera Company and for KGNU with your pledge by calling 303-449-4885. And that's at the $60 level. A pair of tickets can be yours in support of KGNU and the Boulder Opera.
If you want to hear more, by the way, of Orlando, you know, Opera Box is something we do every Monday at 7 o'clock. Ron and I kind of take turns with it throughout the month. And on the 30th of March, right before the opera performance live, we're going to be able to hear much more of Orlando and also an interview with the director. That's all happening here on KGNU, and it's all happening because of you, because of people just like you who picked up the phone, and now it's your turn. 303-449-4885. Now is the time. If you enjoy opera, show your support for it and make your vote for opera on KGNU, 303-449-4885.
And in addition to that, I am making available, as my thank you to you, three of my programs from last summer, Heroes, Heroines, and Villains. They're three full programs on CDs with my announcing, plus an additional CD for each program with just the music, just for you. By pledging at the $40 level, you can select one of those CDs. At the $60 level, you can choose two of those. And at the $88.50, all three of those programs, all six CDs, can be yours. Heroes, Heroines, and Villains from the Opera Box. And speaking of villains, I've queued up a villain right now, and it's a comic villain. You know, one of the things I say is villains do dastardly things, but they sound great doing them in opera.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And so the next villain I've got queued up here from my previous program is the Baron Ox from the Rosenkavalier.
He is an ox, too, isn't
he? That's right. He's this boorish guy who, although he's part of the aristocracy, he's run out of money. However, there is a wealthy family in Vienna who wants to become part of the aristocracy, and so they're arranging their young, very young and beautiful daughter to marry this old oaf of a boorish baron. And in the scene I'm going to play, he is sipping sherry and congratulating himself on this great arrangement that's going to bring him money and a beautiful young girl. And he begins to waltz around the room a little tipsy. This is from Act Two of Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss. You can have this as part of the Villains CD by calling us here at 303-449-4885.
Meine Nacht ist zu lang. wenn durch meine Brühe, nein, such sie nicht, kann sie geschriebenes lesen.
Thank you.
the hilarious Baron Ochs von Lerkenau from Act Two of Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss. And we heard Manfred Jungwirth as the great Baron Ochs hit those low notes. And Georg Scholte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic. We're right now 30 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, and you know we're in the middle of our spring membership drive. We want to say thank you to Sam, who called in a little earlier. Sam added an additional contribution to his solar membership, and he said, loves to hear myself and Chris talk about opera on the air. Thank you, Sam. And, you know, that's something I should mention is it's very easy to be a solar member, a supporter of local radio. You work it with your bank between you and KGNU, and you have the monthly withdrawal automatic with KGNU. It's very painless. You can go online on our website, or you can call Steve, who's standing here by the phones, ready to take your phone call at 303-449-4885 and pledge your new or renewing membership in support of KGNU. As we mentioned a little earlier, I've got a special thank you for calling 303-449-4885. If you pledge at the $40 level, you can select one of my three previous programs, which I have edited and put on CD. You can either listen to it with my commentary or just with the music. Either way, $40 level, you can select one of the three, heroes, heroines, or villains. If you call in at the $60 level, you can select two of the three, and at the $88.50 level, all three of those, all six CDs, will be yours. We've also got a pair of tickets for Orlando, Handel's Orlando, performed by the Boulder Opera Company at the United Methodist Church here in Boulder. That's a pair of tickets for Sunday, April 5th, and you can show your support. Two birds with one stone by supporting KGNU at the $60 level. Our thank you to you, a pair of tickets to Handel's Orlando. The Opera Box is one of the newer programs on KGNU. It sort of fit in the slot here on Monday evenings, which gives you classical music from 7 in the evening to midnight. And there are some evenings where we actually go till 3 a.m. with some of the Sleepless Nights classical music programming as well. The programming here at KGNU is unique, and so is the commentary that goes for the news as well as the music. It really represents the front range. It is tailored to the front range because it is produced by people along the front range, and your support makes this unique content available to you, your friends, and your family. By calling here at 303-449-4885 and pledging a new or renewed membership, you're showing your support for community radio and that you want this unique programming to continue. Well, I've selected a hero from this CD of my previous program of heroes, operatic heroes. Of course, they sound great doing heroic deeds. And this hero is Tamino from The Magic Flute by Mozart. Tamino, who is going to help find the daughter of the Queen of the Night, Pamina. Well, in the first act, he is saved from a serpent by three women who are servants to the Queen of the Night. And they show Tamino a picture of the daughter of the Queen of the Night, and he is bewitched by this picture and agrees to help find her. This is from Act One of The Magic Flute, and it's on my Operatic Heroes program CD that can be yours for calling 303-449-4885.
Thank you.
Dies Bildnis ist bezaubernd schön. This picture is bewitchingly magical. That's from the first act of Die Zauberflöte, The Magic Flute by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And we heard the Irish tenor Stuart Burrows in that recording with Georg Scholte, once again conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. It's about 11 minutes before 8 o'clock here on the Opera Box here on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nidell, and I'm joined by my colleague.
James here. Fan of Opera Box, but not one of the hosts here. But I do come in and help out for a Classic Monday once a month. So my head is all wrapped around classical music. But I listen and I learn during the Opera Box and interesting formats for presenting opera for an hour at a time and getting information behind the scenes, so to speak, and trying to understand this vast world of opera music, which is deep and broad and deeply rewarding. I mean, it's only been a few short years that I've, in my adult life, that I've listened to opera on any level, and years of hesitation have proven not worth it. I should have dove in long ago. I've had just emotional roller coasters enjoying operas.
Yeah, they can be, you know, the music really can powerfully deliver the message, the story, the plot, whatever's happening. It can be very powerful, and that's how it hit me as well.
Right. Yeah, reading the lyrics, you read the libretto beforehand, and okay, I can see where the story goes, you know, boy likes girl, girl dumps boy, whatever, there's a murder at the end. But then you're right, when the libretto is actually tied in with the music, it becomes a far deeper emotional platform to present the story from.
Right. Well, we want to thank Anonymous. We had an anonymous caller during the music break who called in and pledged. And they are walking away with a pair of tickets to Handel's Orlando, which performed here at United Methodist Church in Boulder by the Boulder Opera Company. We still have another pair of tickets available. If you call in and pledge at the $60 level, a pair of those tickets can be yours. And you can support two Front Range organizations with two birds with one stone, the Boulder Opera Company and KGNU, by showing your support. And don't forget that if you call and pledge, I will give you my personal thank you gifts from three of my previous broadcasts from last summer, Heroes, Heroines, and Villains. If you pledge at the $40 level, you can choose one of those three. At the $60 level, you can select two of those, and at the $88.50 level, all three of those can be yours, and that's six CDs all together. It's three of the programs with commentary and also without commentary. And this evening, I'm playing selections from those three different programs to sort of whet your appetite.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. And not only are you supporting opera music, but you are supporting reggae music and folk music and country western music and an eclectic array of shows such as the Sound Alternatives and the evening programs, which just present from gospel to hip hop to jazz to folk and all forms of rock and roll, not to mention all the news and information program that you also support by calling in 303-449-4885.
It's the unique content of KGNU that you support by calling 303-449-4885. And we do want to say thank you to those who have called to support KGNU this past week. And in the coming week, we want to say thank you to those of you who will be calling. Don't forget, we've got a pair of tickets to Orlando by Handel. And that really is an opera with fireworks. You know, Handel sometimes is overshadowed by Bach, his contemporary. Bach really was the technician when it came to composing music. He was innovative. He really pushed this idea of compositional technique, and to see how far he could go with the keyboard instruments, with string instruments and so forth, in their ability to perform this intricate counterpoint and so forth. Handel really represented the opposite extreme. He was a great opera and oratorio composer, and he wrote music that was very dramatic or very funny. And it was innovative from the standpoint of it wasn't just beautiful music. He wrote music that really illustrated and deepened the characterizations of the characters as well. And the story of Orlando is an intriguing story with a lot of great musical fireworks. You can have a pair of tickets by calling us here at 303-449-4885.
Dive right into the opera pool. The water's warm. You'll enjoy it.
Well, I've got another heroine to tantalize us with. This is from my program back in August last year. We're going to hear the heroine is Minnie. You know, Minnie is the sharpshooting gal from The Girl of the Golden West by Giacomo Puccini. She owns a tavern or a saloon in a California mining village, and she has... She, in this scene that I'm going to play, she's been in love with Mr. Johnson, who in reality is a highway bandit, the bandit Ramirez, but he has changed his ways because of her, and he's trying to make up for all the things that he had done. In the meantime, in this scene, he is caught by the miners who are about to summarily hang him. You know, the justice of the West. But Minnie rides up on her horse and pulls her gun and stands between the men and her lover Ramirez, threatening to shoot whoever will harm him. She reminds the miners how much she has done for them, teaching them to read, reading to them from the Bible, helping them when they were sick. She melts their hearts, and the men allow her and Ramirez to ride off into the sunset. This is from The Girl of the Golden West. While you call 303-449-4885.
Lasciatela!
And so Minnie bids farewell to the men of the mining camp. That's the conclusion of The Girl of the Golden West by Giacomo Puccini. Carol Neblett was Minnie. Placido Domingo was Ramirez. And Zubin Mehta conducted the orchestra and chorus of the Royal Opera of Covent Garden. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU, and we're in the middle of our spring membership drive. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. And The program that you just heard, or I should say the scene that you just heard, was from my program on heroines from last summer, and I'm making three of my programs available: Heroes, Heroines, and Villains. If you call in and pledge your new or renewing membership here at 303-449-4885 and show your support of KGNU, at the $40 level, you can select one of the three. At the $60 level, you can select two of the three. And at the $88.50 level, you can have all three shows, which means six CDs. Each show comes with the commentary and without the commentary. Well, we're going to close out tonight's opera box with probably one of the great heroes of Puccini opera. I guess we got a Puccini theme going here. We're going to hear The Unknown Prince from Act 3 of Turandot, Calaf. And most of you probably know the story. Turandot has... Calaf has answered Turandot's three riddles, and Turandot is supposed to marry Calaf. However, he will not force her to do it if she doesn't love him. She has all night to learn his name, and if she can learn his name before morning, then he will not force her to marry him, and he will submit to the executioner's axe. Quite a drama. And so in the middle of the night, he's sitting out listening to the people throughout the city as Turandot is trying to learn his name. And he says, "No one is sleeping tonight, especially not Princess Turandot." Conclusion of Turandot by Puccini. Calaf, if she cannot learn my name when the sun comes up, I win.
I think they both win in the end, don't they?
They do. That's the Nessun Dorma, the aria, great tenor aria from Puccini's Turandot. And that was Luciano Pavarotti with Zubin Mehta conducting the London Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. Well, it's a great, great version. Well, this is Ron Nadell. I want to thank you for joining me for the Opera Box here during our spring membership drive. And stay tuned for a Classic Monday here on KGNU. James Weiss and I will regale you with some very interesting musical selections for this spring membership drive. And, of course, we will be letting you know about our spring membership drive and some of the thank you gifts we have for you. It's 3 minutes after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherland, and live online at kgnu.org.
So we both decided to bring some music down for our Classic Monday tonight. Ron and myself, James, who host various nights of Classic Monday. And also have various different styles. And I usually like to have some kind of theme to organize my 2 hours around. And what I do sometimes is pull out albums by composers that you might not stumble upon as readily as you're going to stumble upon Mozart's and Beethoven's and Bach's and Shostakovich's even. And just give a little airplay. It's a principle of KGNU to give voice to the unheard and underheard, both musically and news and information. Follow that precept. So I'd like to play a few selections of music by composers that you might not stumble upon too readily, which in relation to the Bachs and Mozarts maybe aren't as great, but still write some great music. And we're going to open up with a concerto for piano, orchestra, and male chorus by Ferruccio Bozzoni.
A concerto that includes a chorus.
Yeah, a concerto that includes a chorus. It's a 70-minute long or so piece of music, which we will only hear one movement of this evening. And phenomenally difficult piano playing from what I understand, because I don't play a piano, so anything would be phenomenally difficult for me.
Well, Bozzoni was a pianist.